So GameSquare and Stream Hatchet have released a report on gaming, esports, and social trends. It's actually kind of a cool report. I definitely think you guys should check it out if you're interested in these topics. And so a couple of the areas that I'll cover are the live streaming and esports trends. But for example, from the graphs that they show, we can kind of see that action adventure and RPG actually had the biggest growth. But overall, if you look at like the most popular live stream games, and this is excluding esports, it's basically FPS and action adventure. I think that if you added Battle Royale to FPS, really shooter is number one by a lot, but they kind of like split it up. But I would say that it's kind of interesting to see how there's been so much movement here and increase in these two genres, likely driven by, you know, singular games, right? I mean, I'm sure.
I would say like, Baldur's Gate 3, especially for the RPG.
Baldur's Gate 3 here, Legend of Zelda here. And in fact, you know, the report does go on to show that those were the two biggest games. Also Diablo 4. Diablo 4 probably pushed RPG more than Baldur's Gate. But so Diablo 4, Baldur's Gate, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom were some of the most streamed games of last year, or at least Diablo 4 and Legend of Zelda. And kind of like some of the other interesting trends to note were around nostalgia. So certainly Baldur's Gate, but also Fortnite OG. Fortnite broke records based upon their launch of OG Fortnite. And I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And another trend that they were talking about is like some like kind of like the domination of indies, or basically how a lot of streamers were picking up on some of these games like BattleBit, Remastered, Lethal Company, Cult of the Lamb, and Only Up. And so they really recommend if you are an indie, try to kind of team up with some of these like mid-tier streamers to, you know, try and get more awareness for your games. And the last trend from a live streaming perspective that was interesting from this report was on simulcasting, which is basically when you simultaneously broadcast, similar to how we're kind of simultaneously broadcasting, although we're, you know, we still have a very limited audience, but but like Ninja actually got 23.7K viewers through simulcasting on average in 2023, and that was up 108% from the year before. And so that's the live streaming trends on esports. Surprisingly, you know, esports continues to increase. You know, I've been hearing from some folks that esports was dead. In fact, it seems like it's doing pretty well. Now, here's a really interesting thing. The thing that really shocked me, right?
Right.
So League of Legends continues to be the most watched esports title. Duh. That's, you know, obvious. Like, that's obvious. But then what rounds up the top five? Mobile Legends Bang Bang. Like, what? I'm so surprised anyone would be, or how this game, like a mobile MOBA, could be a top streamed game. So, yeah, I don't understand the dynamics of that. But some of the other games like CSGO, Dota 2, and Valorant comprise the rest of the top five. But yeah, Mobile Legends for sure just kind of surprised me a bit. There's a lot more here. I'll leave it to the audience or the reader or the podcast listener, probably the podcast listener, because we barely have anything on YouTube, but more on podcast. If you're interested, I'll put a link in the podcast notes so that you can get a link to this report.